Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When this idiotic Karen gets involved in a very minor car accident, she sues an innocent man for $1 million. This is r/entitledpeople. Entitled OG Karen sues my parents for $1 million. This tale harkens back to the early to mid 90s, spanning 2 years or so. I was 6 to 8 years old, so details aren't fully known, but the story gets told by my parents every so often. When I was 6, we were in my dad's car coming home from work and daycare. My brother was 10 and a half. We were in the back seat of a two-door Mazda. We were fighting in the back seat while my dad was stopped at a red light. He turned around to swat both of us, again early 90s, to make us stop. In doing so, his foot slipped off the brake and we rolled forward into the car in front of us. My dad says my brother asked if we hit something. Both cars pulled off into the shopping center, and this lady goes into full-on hysterics in her car, demanding an ambulance. And when the paramedics arrived, she insisted she needed a neck brace and backboard. My dad saw the writing on the wall and stayed behind to make sure the police got his full side of the story right then. And then, the first thing he did, after telling my mum, was call the insurance company to tell them what happened. They had people out the next day to take pictures of the car and take my dad's statements. Sure enough, not long later comes the lawsuit. $1 million for crippling this woman for life. Thus began a roughly 2 year long battle with lawyers over that stupid fender bender. I know it took a long time and that my dad often ranted about how she rejected the first settlement offer of $30,000 and then later the second of $50,000 because she was a greedy lying female dog and wanted a full court hearing. By the time we got to court, my parents had separated. But since they were married at the time, they were both on the hook for the money if they lost. I was too young to go to the hearing and was promised it would be long and boring anyway, so I had to stay at daycare. My brother got to go though. It was long and boring, right until Karen herself got up on the witness stand to give her version of the wreck. First off, she used a walker and wore a neck brace to get to the stand. And then, to sum it up, she was innocently waiting at the red light when she checked her rearview mirror and saw a great big white truck barreling towards her, and she just knew there was no way it would stop in time, so all she could do was brace for impact and pray. My parents perked up at that, as did their lawyers. They got out a set of pictures of a blue two-door Mazda and showed them to the woman, asking if she recognized the car in the photographs. She said no. The lawyers showed the photographs to the judge and jury and explained that this was the car that struck Karen. Pictures were taken within 24 hours of the accident. According to my parents, the jury did a spit take. But these were two adults who were gloating, so take it with a grain of salt. When the dust settled, not only did Karen not get her $1 million, but she also ended up having to pay the attorney fees, lost wages, and daycare costs incurred as a result of the lawsuits. And that was how we got a free trip to Disney. It's actually unbelievable that people like this Karen pull off these stupid stunts, or at least try to try and make money from other people. Like, imagine how much that would have crippled OP's parents. $1 million. I assume there was no CCTV or cameras or witnesses, etc, etc. So how do you actually prove that this Karen wasn't reasonable in suing for a mil? I don't know if health insurance or something would have got involved, or maybe a hospital, but it's just a weird one, isn't it? Why do this? The fact that OP's family were willing to offer you $50,000 as well, an insanely high amount of money for something that didn't happen, is crazy. And it just shows how stupid this woman is, because she didn't take it and ended up losing loads of money. You are an idiot. Congratulations. Entitled school board and entitled superintendent and entitled principal all cancelled our day off because they want more money. So, if you think the title is crazy, wait till you get to the actual story. Alright, this entire week, it was being advertised that we got a 4-day weekend. We'd get Friday and Monday off because of Easter. Well, it turns out that lots of the students at my school were failing, like 56% of the entire school, and the school board was getting blamed, and they blamed the superintendent, and she blamed the principal, and he blamed the teachers, and they blamed the students, who blamed everybody. A lot of blaming going on there. Now, that would not do. They would not lose their streak of high scores. The streak was getting like 75% and over or something, or their bonuses. So, what do they do? Cancel our Friday. So now the entirety of tomorrow, that is last Friday at the time of recording, is filled with tests. Yes, tests, plural, because it wouldn't stand for them to have tests for the failing students in their bad classes. Oh no, no, no. Now everybody has to do tests in every subject, whether they're failing or not. And yes, don't forget the plural. So now we have to do around 3 tests in every class. And if we don't get them done during the class, we have to take them home and finish them there. And if you forget, you get a detention every day until you finish them. And you can't even work on them in detention. Beat me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life here. So now, a lot of students are talking about purposely failing the tests. All of them. Don't worry, only, well, most of the people who are already passing are gonna purposely fail. So, for now, I'm just eating lunch, waiting for the fire. I'll update what happened tomorrow. Okay, small update. Hello, I just thought I'd give a small update answering some of the questions in the comments and give a tiny bit more info. So, first of all, for all of you telling me that I should skip, seems like a pretty reasonable suggestion to me, my parents don't really want me to. They think I should go to school tomorrow. And when I tried to explain all the tests, my dad interrupted me and said to not lie to him about anything. Also, I asked them both at separate times. Normally, mum would have sided with me and listened to what I said. But a lot of students are skipping tomorrow. Unfortunately, the school board marked these as mandatory tests, so they'll still have to do it come Tuesday. But hey, at least then they can still get their weekends and get to keep their plans, right? And one last thing before I go. Around a quarter of the teachers don't agree with the school board. So tomorrow, they're letting us do like one test, and then they're giving us the answers to the others while going through them. So that way, we'll still learn something, but it's easier on us. Now, I'm not entirely sure, guys, where this story happened, whether it's in America, the UK, or somewhere else. But all I can say is based on my knowledge of UK rules. In the UK, legally, you're not even allowed to go to school on Good Friday, which is the Friday before Easter. Like, that's a bank holiday. Nobody works. I don't think you're legally allowed to work on that day. Okay, well, I've just looked it up and I'm wrong. Whether you have to work is entirely up to your employer and the contract you agreed with them in the UK. Didn't know that? Fair enough. Nonetheless, this is school, right? Whenever I went to school, which I did, by the way, I know that's debatable, but I did. Friday, Good Friday, was always a holiday. Bank holidays were always holidays. Now, I don't know what it is in the US. I know you have Good Friday, I think. I don't know if you've got bank holidays, but you have like national holidays, right? Let me know in the comments. You don't go to school on a national holiday. This Friday, at least in the UK, is a national holiday. It's a disgrace that you're being forced to go to school. That just wouldn't happen here. Like, I've never heard of that before. Has that ever happened to you? Let me know. It's ridiculous. And yeah, your school seems very, very poor. That's what I'll say. Now, as for the students of this school, I think it's imperative that every single one of them skips. I'm sorry, I wouldn't normally advocate that, but it's Good Friday and you're being forced to go to school. That is ridiculous. You all have to skip so that the people at the top can learn their lesson. Now, this obviously happened last week on Easter weekend, so I don't know what actually happened. Opie only gave that small update. I just hope that you didn't end up going to school and doing the test because it's a disgrace. It really is. If you don't all skip, nobody learns their lesson. Please, I hope they did it. Speaking of Easter, let's move on to our next entitled people story. Easter entitlements. It's that time of year again when I find myself remembering a bit of entitlement that I encountered near Easter. And it was all over a simple yet delicious cake. Some years ago, my family went to a church that had an Easter bake sale every year the Saturday before Easter. They'd make cakes in the shape of bunnies, lambs, Bibles, crosses, etc., as well as other Easter treats. There were some talented bakers in this church, so these cakes always looked and tasted wonderful. Every year, we'd go to the sale early to get a cake and a large chocolate peanut butter egg. It was a tradition. One year, things were a bit more hectic for my family. Mum had to go to the office on that Saturday for a few hours, so we couldn't go to the sale early. My uncle and his family were also coming to our house on Sunday to share Easter dinner with us. Mum had a meal planned, but she wasn't sure if she had much time to make a decent dessert. Good fortune seemed to smile on us. When it was announced in church, we could pre-order and prepay for any cakes and treats we wanted that year. After the service, we sought out B, who was in charge of the bake sale, and ordered a lamb cake and a chocolate peanut butter egg. As we paid, Mum and I told B about my uncle coming to dinner and how much we wanted the cake. Mum explained she had to work a few hours and asked how long the bake sale would be set up. B said they'd be there until at least 2 or 3pm. Mum said we'd probably be there around noon, and B said that would be fine. We called my uncle and told him about the cake. He seemed excited to try one of the cakes we'd bragged about so much in the past. Saturday rolled around and Mum went to the office. I went with her, and she actually got done a bit earlier than expected. We headed out and actually arrived at the bake sale at a 11:45. But no one was there. The table was still set up, and we could see where the bake sale had been, but there was no sign of anyone from our church. Mum called B, who was already back home at this point. B said that they'd sold everything, and the kids, the church youth group, had wanted to go back home. Mum asked about our cake. B said they'd sold everything else. The kids were tired, so they'd just sold it. Upset, Mum reminded B we'd pay for the cake already. But B just reiterated the kids had wanted to go home. She seemed to think that we should understand. What made the situation worse was that B was our neighbour. And I mean, literally, we shared a property line. She had to use our driveway when hers was blocked, sort of neighbour. It would have been easy for her to drop the cake at our house or for us to pick it up at hers. But instead, she just sold it after taking our money. Mum was understandably upset and called a friend of hers who also went to the same church. She mostly just wanted to vent, but her friend told her to wait a minute. Her friend made calls to the other people in the church and soon called us back to tell us another cake was being made for us. Later that evening, we met up with another lady from church who gave us a cake. Dinner the next day went perfectly fine, and my uncle never knew about the whole fiasco. B never apologised, nor did she ever seem to understand what she did wrong. I never did get my chocolate peanut egg. Okay, well, let's not beat around the bloody bush here. What B's done here is just stealing. It's as simple as that, guys. I couldn't put it any simpler if I tried. She's taking your money for an object that you've bought and you haven't received the object. Now, say that happened with Amazon or, you know, another company, you'd be suing them. If you didn't get the refund, you'd be suing them. So what I say to you is either go around to B's gaff and smash it up or sue her. It's just weird, isn't it, that she's your neighbor. Like, you literally share a property line, as you said. You could peer over her garden fence and look at the cash in her hand that she's taken from you. It's incredible. It really is. Or you could look at her new extension and think, you know what? Some of my money has gone towards that and I didn't even get rewarded for it. That's a joke. Yeah. A strange interaction, especially given that you know each other very well and that she doesn't realize what she's done wrong. Yeah, last time I checked, stealing was immoral and illegal. Weird. B is a weird lady.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My sister hides behind mental illness excuses to not have to do anything with her life and treats everyone in the house like trash. My older half-sister, Dad's side, who is 22, soon to be 23, came to live with us in December. She claims to have severe depression and anxiety that she refuses to seek therapy for. She doesn't work, she doesn't clean after herself. She only leaves her room on the weekends to go out and party or go to concerts. During the week, she's in her room all day and only comes out in the evening to scream or swear at me and my mum and start stupid arguments and tension between everyone. She was prescribed Zoloft by a psychiatrist last month and only gave it a week to work. I caught her dumping the pills in the toilet and she told me to keep my mouth shut. When my mum questioned her on the empty pill bottle, she told her to F off and mind her own business. She stopped going to therapy last month because she thinks it's a waste of time. My dad deep cleaned her room last weekend because it was so bad. The smell of rancid cat litter was wafting downstairs and it looked like a war zone. My dad said there were moldy cups, rotting food, stinky dirty clothes everywhere, cat poop and puke all over the carpet. The litter box looked like it was never scooped. She sat on her phone and cried to him about how horrible her life was and how mean my mum is while he cleaned her room. It took him a few hours. She always cries to my dad about how mean my mum is anytime my mum calls her out on her behaviour. She is very manipulative and uses guilt trips on my dad a lot, especially whenever my mum points out my sister's behaviour to him, or whenever he tries to point out that she's in the wrong. Then comes the waterworks, guilt trip and anger from my sister. You don't care about me, because if you did, or... And you wonder why I never leave my room, and you wonder why I give you an attitude all the time. My mum thinks it's ridiculous that she can't clean her room, can't take care of her cats, can't work, can't drive, can't really do anything because her anxiety and depression is so bad. But she can go out clubbing with friends every weekend. She can make hate accounts about me and my mother online. She can make up rumours about celebrities online, to the point cease and desist letters are being mailed to the house. She has jury duty selection tomorrow that she already missed once, and refuses to get her car running so she can drive there because of how bad her driving anxiety is, and she doesn't know how to use Google Maps. She wants my dad to take her, it's an hour away, or pay for an Uber. An Uber is expensive, $60 each way, and she's got no money to pay for it. She knows how to drive, she just doesn't want to, and tries to get out of it any way she can, as usual. My parents offered to drive her up to where the courthouse was yesterday, so she knows where it is. But she flat out refused to get in the car and started screaming at my dad that he doesn't care about her and accused him of wanting her to get into a car accident tomorrow. Today, he prepaid for an Uber so she can get there and is going to pick her up on his way home from work tomorrow. He's sick of arguing with her about it and doesn't want her to get arrested for not going. Her car is sitting by the driveway and is completely dead. She refuses to call AAA and have them come out because she doesn't want to deal with it. I've noticed she always loves to start drama and loves to blame everybody else for all of her issues. She told my mum the excuse for going clubbing was the therapist recommended that it would be good for her to get out of the house, and she's forcing herself to do it. And my mum was like, "So you can force yourself to do that, but not anything else? You're full of rubbish." My parents argue about her every day. My mum thinks it's all an act and she just doesn't want to grow up, whereas my dad really thinks she is struggling mentally and feels bad for her. When she lived with her mother, she was calling him almost every day, crying about how mentally abusive her mother was and begging him to let her move in with us. My mum was reluctant to have her move in because she knows how she is, and my parents argued for a while about letting her stay until they both agreed on ground rules for her staying here. But that went out the window after she moved in. My dad always feels bad for her for some reason, always caters to her and takes her side with almost everything. She also bullies me every day. She's mean to my face, she mocks me, makes fun of me, takes pictures of me, and bullies me online with them. She made hate accounts spreading malicious lies about me online and trashed my name on Twitter and Instagram. She deleted the accounts and denied ever doing it whenever I bring it up to my dad, and then tries to blame it on me. She takes pictures of my mum behind her back and does the same thing. We didn't do anything to her. She's always hated us for some reason. Now look guys, I'm always wary when it comes to talking about mental health and someone's personal situation because realistically, you can never know what they are going through. Only they will ever know that. However, get in the comments right now. Let me know. Fake or legit? Because I don't want to like say this is definitely not true, what she's going through, or it definitely is, but let's give our opinions. I want to hear your thoughts and then I'll give mine. Okay, so the fact that she is able to go out clubbing on the weekend kind of puts all this into disrepute. Now listen, obviously it's more enjoyable going out clubbing and it could be, you know, some sort of getting away from the harsh realities of life sort of vibe. But if you're able to do that, and even me saying this, I'm cringing at myself because I know I really shouldn't be saying this because I don't know her situation. But if you're able to do that, and then also, you know, the terrible stuff about bullying your entire family online, being just a horrible person in general, but then being able to go out and club with your mates and stuff, then I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying? It's kind of like, is that legit? I'm not sure. I feel bad even saying this in the first place, but the stuff that this girl is doing to your family is pretty disgusting. And what's important is the fact that she doesn't even care about trying to change it, does she? Like, she's gone to therapy and said, oh, sack it, it's not working, despite then using the therapist's advice of going out clubbing even now. I don't know. Seems weird. I don't think a therapist would say, yeah, go out clubbing with the lads. I don't know. Maybe they would. I haven't been to therapy. Maybe they would. I wouldn't know. However, throwing away the pills that are prescribed to you that just shows that you don't really care or you don't want to improve your life. And you're just being a horrible person in general. So ultimately, I would say I don't want to say faking it, but it's probably not as legit as she is saying. I don't even want to say that. Can I say that? That's just what I think. All right, it's just what I think. Now, I'm just going through the comments to justify my opinion here. And all the comments on Reddit are way harsher than me. And I can already see what you're writing down in the comments below. If you're watching this on YouTube, you're saying that she is a disgrace. But, I just want to be a little bit cautious here. Because mental health is you've got to be careful with that sort of stuff. That's all I'll say. So when you're putting your comments in, just be a little bit nice. But, you know, just write with a little bit of thoughtfulness. Imagine that the girl was reading it. Just don't go too harsh on her is all I'll say. But yeah, interesting one nonetheless. Can I just say quickly, finally, I know I'm going on here. That's what I do. I think this is just a very toxic situation in general, isn't it? Like, I get it. This girl is having her own troubles and difficulties. But for you three, dad, mum, you, it's like a horrible environment. Opie has said they are 14 years old and they're getting bullied and just having a terrible time at home. I think if anything, you should try and just get out of there. You and your mum, maybe. Or work something out. Because it's just like, I know it's hard with one person who's going through a lot. But for the rest of you, it's really toxic. I don't know. Easier said than done. Let's leave it there. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Apologies for rambling, but hey, that's just me. If you did enjoy my rambling, drop a like on this video. If you didn't, then also drop a like because YouTube has removed the dislike button. So what are you going to do about it? Like the video, you crazy clown.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.